We're back with a banger here at the JD Welch Premier League podcast. Did you miss us? Banger didn't. They've gone top of the league. Let's hear from Kevin Nicholson after that midweek win over Connors Quay Nomads.
Yeah, we're delighted with how the players have performed over the first six matches. And tonight was probably our best performance of the season to date. We're just, I think to a man, everybody was absolutely superb. We couldn't have asked for too much more, and we had to play well tonight because of the strength of Connors Quay's side. They'd won at the weekend the same as we had. We were a level on points, so it was a really important game to set down another marker, and I think we've certainly done that tonight.
And what are the particular positives you take from the game? Because it was a very fast performance. You know, you got on the front foot as soon as possible. Connors Quay started quite well, but you weathered that, and then from then on you probably controlled the game throughout, really. So you must be very happy with certain aspects of the performance.
Yeah, we always speak about obviously winning that battle early on, earning the right to play. And we had to do that again, like you say, for the first 10 minutes tonight. And then once it settled down, I thought for the rest of the game, we controlled it. And that was the most pleasing thing. It's probably, like I say, it was our best performance of the season over the 90 minutes, but probably the most controlled as well. And we, you know, we looked good. We played with lots of energy. We were quick to the ball, and you know, we looked good in build up, in possession, trying to break, you know, working to try and find the spaces to break them down. But also on counter attack, we looked very sharp too. So in general, we were very, very pleased with how the team has played.
But when you look at John Danby and the performance he has in goal for the visiting team, and then, you know, Danny obviously missing from 12 yards or so with the open goal, if you've got to think sometimes that it might not be our night, but then it came good in the end.
Yeah, well, we created five or six chances first half, and obviously then coming into the break still at nil, you just have to say, you know, maybe, you know, you've got to be patient, stay concentrated at the back, keep playing the football that we can play, and you hope that the goal will come, and you've got to believe it, and we did. And it's just a shame, yeah, there was opportunities obviously for it to come earlier, but it didn't, but it managed to come eventually. And obviously Gary scored an absolutely fantastic goal again to carry on where he left off on Saturday at Aberystwyth. So but tonight it's about the team, it's about every single player, and every single player can take credit from the performance.
And nothing's won or lost yet either, but you know, when we spoke when you came in, you know, you must be very happy with where you're at now, given where you were at the start, with how your vision and the team's vision and the management team's vision has come along.
Yeah, Gary and I are really pleased with the progress of the team so far. Our challenge now is to maintain the form of which we're in. I mean, that's three clean sheets we've had in recent weeks, four straight wins. So yeah, the challenge now is to continue that form and keep always aiming to perform as well as what we did tonight.
Well, they say play to the whistle, don't they? And both Bangor and Aberystwyth had to play to the whistle in that game. Never give up until people walk off the pitch.
I think they thought that they wanted a 2-1 with Braden Shaw's header. Go up the other end, Borelli spins the centre-half, brings it across for the centre-forward to make it 2-2. And I think Neville Powell would have been happy with that. The Aber fans would have been happy with that. But they go the other end. The ball gets headed out. And Stephen Hewitt, I think he needs to change his name to Stephen Gerrard Hewitt now after the win that he scored. What a brilliant volley to make the Citizens fans. You know, they were ecstatic when they went in. And they had every reason to be ecstatic. It's one textbook volley goal from 20, 22 yards. And a deserved, you know, if you're going to win a game, win it like that. It was brilliant, Mark.
What do we learn about Aberystwyth from that game, Jonah?
I tell you what I did like about them, Mark, right? They gave everything. And sometimes at the end of a game, if you're a neutral and you stand back and look at the two teams, you see more. And at the end of the game, there was about two or three of them were in tears at the end on the turf, couldn't pick themselves up. They gave everything. And if they can keep giving that, it gives you the fans and Neville something to cling on to. Their luck will turn. If they keep giving as much as they did on Saturday, they got a chance. They're in a battle, by the way, because they're not an established club like Newtown were a couple of years ago, who'd been together and knew they could, you know, dig their way out of it. This is a new team what's been put together by Neville, a new challenge. It's nothing new to ABBA, by the way, at the moment, because they've struggled the last couple of years. But if they can give as much effort that they as they gave on Saturday, they got a chance. And that's what ABBA fans and Neville want to hear.
Well, one side that's been on a roller coaster of emotion since we last spoke, Carmarthen. 1 minute they're up there, Jonah, beating Bala. The next minute they're back down at Barry.
No, it's not an easy ride for the old gold. Like you said, they had a fantastic win against Bala 4-0. Definitely the surprise result of the season and the turnaround result of the season, unbelievably, because everybody expected a Bala victory there, and it's obviously dented Bala with the result they've had this Saturday. But they went on to Jenner Park on Thursday. They were, you know, 50-50, I think, in the bookmakers to get a win against Barry. But on the night, Barry just had a little bit more than them. 3-1 victory for Barry puts the old gold back in the bottom two, and it's just not where Mark Hazelwood and the lads at Richmond want to be. You don't want to see Carmarthen in the bottom two, but they are, and they got a battle on their hands at the moment.
And they've definitely got a reason to perk themselves up this weekend, haven't they? They're back home, aren't they? Because we've got the new 3G. Well, actually, already one game played on it with Carmarthen, but a first league game being played for Carmarthen on the new 3G back home. Do you think they'll want to be back home now? Got rid of the 3G sickness and they'll perk up now that they're back home?
Yeah, Mark, I think they need to get it at home and they need to build that mentality. I'm sure with all his experience, that's what Mark Hazelwood will be doing. He'll get them together and say, this is our new pitch, this is our ground, we got to get, like you said, siege mentality about nobody coming to Richmond Park and having an easy time, because their form hasn't been great so far. They have got decent players. I mean, Lewis Allen has started well. You know, he's got 2 goals in midfield, and they got decent players all over the park, experienced players all over the park. But like ABBA, they're in the bottom two, and nobody wants to be in the bottom two. So, you know, it's roll your sleeves up, roll your socks up time and get stuck in, because, like we said, it's 6 games gone. It's a quarter of the 20, you know, it's almost a quarter of the games gone. They got to get stuck in now and start earning points.
We must mention, of course, it is a great game to go to, but also Carmarthen Town are looking for some help in the sweet shop. Oh, yeah, they're looking for people to help them out do the catering at half-time in the tuck shop. Jonah knows his way around the tuck shop at Carmarthen Town like the back of his hand. It must be a fine place to be. And another team that's gone up and down a little bit, well, probably more down, Bala. They lost against Carmarthen. They lost against Druids. 2 results that people didn't see coming. What's going on at Bala, Jonah?
In their defence, I think they had a bit of a ropey start last year until they got going, and after the Iron Brew, when their 3G was laid, they really got going and finished the season well enough to get into Europe again. Listen, Mark, there is a scenario that they've been in Europe now for about 4 years running, I think, and different people look at things different way. Yeah, it's fantastic. The finances is what it's all about, and the, you know, the glamour of Europe, winning the Welsh Cup. Can people get tired after, you know, 4 years continuous football without a break? That might be a excuse, but I don't think Colin will use it. He has to get them together now. And, you know, the smart money says they'll come right and they'll edge their way into the top six and be there or thereabouts. But there's no doubt they're on a rocky run at the moment, and he won't be happy, Colin.
And, of course, before that midweek Bangor Connors Quay game, which 700 people turned up to, quite the good attendance. It was free to get in as well, wasn't it? Which is a good thing for Bangor to do. But anyway, before that game happened, TNS were top of the table, beating Llandudno in that top of the table clash. Look, Jonah, you know, should we just pack up and go home now? Is this it now, TNS at the top of the table and their usual dominance begins?
Well, we could say that, we could pack up and go, but hey, it hasn't been, you know, it's been resumed, but they've usually built a gap by this stage of the season, only after 6 games, and they won 1-0 Friday night. I've just seen Scorio now, and Alan Morgan was quite excited by the way his team had performed on the evening at, you know, Park Hall. Usually go to Park Hall and take tumpins. They only won 1-0, so that proved that they were in the game plan, did no. Connors Quay, obviously, are still, you know, on the edge of top of the league. They've only been beaten once this season. Bangor have only been beaten once this season. So there's a lot more clubs in it this year. And I think it's a bit premature to say that now that champions have gone top, it's all over. I think there's a lot more in this league this year, Mark. And it'll be much better competition than it has in the previous years.
And then we head back into another busy weekend of JD Welsh Premier League action. All starts on Friday with two teams we never thought would be on a losing run. Bala against Aberystwyth in a 7:45 kickoff. Then some Saturday football at 2:30 for Bangor City against Barry Town United. Cardiff Met hosting Prestatyn Town. Carmarthen, as I said, with that first game, first league game on 3G. And what a game to have. The new Saints, who love a bit of 3G, don't they? And Llandudno will be playing Kevin Druitt. It's a Scorio game, Jonah. Newtown against Connors Key Nomads. You'll be there for that. What do you reckon of Newtown and what do you reckon that's going to be like?
Well, I think we all believe that Andy Morrison's built a side who are capable of taking on TNS. They don't give many goals away. That's the big thing about the Nomads. You know, they don't think they score. I think Andy would like them to score a lot more goals. But they're resolute at keeping clean sheets. Danby in goals must have the record, I think. Maybe apart from Paul Harrison over the last couple of years for keeping clean sheets. But Chris Hughes' Newtown, they're amongst the league's top goal scorers so far this season, and so it'll be a very interesting game. They're capable of beating anybody on their day, Newtown. Connors Key, I'm sure, still want to not get beat at all because they want to go every game, you know, point for point and stay in touch with TNS to keep the pressure on. So this will be one, again, it's a great pick for the Scorio game this weekend. Newtown, Connors Key, either way, Mac, either way. I wouldn't like to have a big wager on this one.
And I forgot to talk to you about both Llandudno and Kevin Druitt. It's a meeting in that 2:30 kickoff. What do you make of those two sides at the moment?
Let's don't forget last year, he earned enough plaudits, Hughie Griffiths, to be mentioned in the Manager of the Year award. And he started again this season. He's got them going early doors. They're about for a top six slot this year. Top six for Druids would be like European, no doubt at all. And he's got a decent squad there now. They're scoring goals from all over the pitch. So, you know, he's had this team together now for 2 years, 3 years since he was in the, the Hughes Grays Cymru Alliance as well. And he's really getting them going, and they're a force to be reckoned with now. I know I was with him Saturday. He gave us a hand on the red button Saturday on Scorio, you know, and he's a bright man about football, and he's very keen about this league. He knows the league inside out, and he wants to take Kevin Druids to higher places in the league.
And if that isn't enough football for you, of course, the Tuesday after, we're back into the Nathaniel MG Cup. Barry Town against Avonlido, a tie that sticks out for me. Flint Town hosting the New Saints. Nomads playing Bangor again. Are they not sick of each other? Holyhead Hotspur will be an interesting tie against Carnarvon Town as well. All midweek kickoffs. Well, whatever you're doing with your football in the next 7 days, I hope you enjoy it. Glad to be back, and we'll speak to you soon.